Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Applewhite and your brother Nazim Rashid. We've got a great show for you. We wanted to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the world today. There's a lot of different things going on in our educational systems around the world. We have a caller this morning. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite.
Good morning.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Tom.
And go ahead and announce who you are, Tom, and what you do for White Apple.
Yeah, I'm president of the Student Advisory Board.
That's right. You sure are, and you're a good president of the Student Advisory Board for White Apple Institute. The mission of White Apple Institute, as most of you know that are calling in, is that we are committed to helping students who are disadvantaged and have disabilities, who are striving to become above those disabilities and disadvantages and go to school and enter the workforce. So that's our mission, and what we do through that, our objective, is that when someone has a need and they're trying to get to school and to work, we try our best to provide financial support in some way, clothing, books, whatever is needed for that person to continue in their program. One of the things that we are very committed to is people not dropping out. We don't want students dropping out, and we certainly don't want teachers to burn out. Now, in saying that, we have a special show today based on discussing the school and work issues of a very, very underprivileged country in Haiti. And this country has been very underprivileged as far as education since the beginning of what I know about Haiti and in present to past. But right now, they're dealing with quite a crisis, and their schools are dealing with quite a crisis, and we'd like to talk about that today and give honor to one of our friends and supporters of White Apple Institute, Dr. Jean-Marie Corot. Dr. Corot is Haitian, and she lives in San Diego, and I'm going to let Dorothy Rashid tell you a little bit more about her. I think Dorothy is online right now as one of our co-hosts. Good morning, Dorothy. This is Professor Applewhite. Is that you?
Yes, good morning, Professor
Applewhite.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to hear from you. And I certainly would appreciate if you would tell our viewers this morning our special reason for having this particular show. And also, I wanted you to explain to our listeners, and I think I did put that in the bottom of of why our show has been off air. And so I'd like you to elaborate a little bit on that, if you wouldn't mind. So thank you, Dorothy. Go ahead and you can take over now.
Okay. Good morning, listeners. Today, we'd like to honor the work of Dr. Jean Moret Carreau. She's a medical doctor now living in San Diego, California, who grew up in Haiti. She has a great respect for homeopathic remedies. Dr. Carreau also maintains a free women's clinic in Haiti. We anticipate her joining our show one of the Saturday mornings in the future. We're on the internet at the blogtalkradio.com, student to teacher, or simply call us with 1-667-3758 between 10 and 11 a.m., and that's Arizona time. And feel free to share, or please share it with your friends and family. We're looking forward to a great show today. We've been off air for the last three episodes to allow our volunteer staff to enjoy the holidays with their families. And in addition, Professor Applewhite has been recovering from hospitalization. But most importantly,
here I am.
Thank you.
That
thank
is
you
good.
We appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you being there. You know, there are not many schools in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and I'm not going to get into a lot of statistics and bore you. For our audience, I just want to let you know that there's many scenes of horror that are going on as far as the flattening of buildings and metals and cries from the children who have been crushed under one of the major schools there in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And we certainly want to give honor to those children who are hanging in there. One of the best stories, I think, that has come out of there is one of the children was stuck underneath for 30 hours with their parents, who unfortunately were deceased, and the child survived, and it's just interesting how we don't understand these things and why one person would pass away and another person would not, or especially when we talk about students who are very, very young. But we all have our ideas of why this has happened and how we can help to rebuild the teachers and the students in Haiti. Any ideas as we begin, or feeling tones about what's happened so that we can all express our feelings? Please feel free to just speak out about how you feel about what's happening out there. We have another caller online. We'll go ahead and take her while some of you are gathering your thoughts together. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. Welcome to student to teacher to student. We're on Blog Talk Radio on the internet, and we sure certainly welcome you. It's good to hear from you.
Am I on Nazim Rashid?
Oh, this is our co-host for the show. My apologies. I was waiting for the call, and I didn't recognize the number. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope that you heard some of the things that I said and have some comments to make about how you feel about what's happening over there in Haiti. One of the most, as a matter of fact, the second most underprivileged country in the Caribbean. right next to the Dominican Republic. Isn't that very interesting? I think that's an interesting point, that, you know, that it's right next to the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same island, but the Dominican Republic did not get the damage that Haiti got.
Yeah, that's a kind of interesting thing, too. You know, and also, you know, and I don't want to get into a disagreement with any of our listeners, but I do want to say that it was very interesting that over 80% of Haiti is Roman Catholic. A lot of people are not aware of that. I haven't heard anything from the Roman Catholic Church or the Pope in concern of what's going on with the school over there. I'm hoping that there'll be more interest in what's happening and the students over there. Any comments, feelings?
Well, I don't have a lot to contribute other than we all know it's a terrible thing, and so forth, and so we have to empathize as much as we possibly can with the people over there, the relatives and so forth, and friends that, and associates that are connected with Haiti. So our prayers and sympathies go out to them. It really is, you know, it's important. And it's always important to understand that when, you know, when you find death, it's a lesson for the living. And we have to realize and acknowledge the life that we've been blessed with and be more thankful and appreciative for what we've been given and not take what we have for granted.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And when people think of children, it becomes a very difficult thing for us to deal with death with children. And I'm going to let you go ahead and take over at this point and ask some of the other guests to their comments. Okay?
Okay, all right. I just want to say that, like I was left off saying, that when you look at death, it's a lesson for the living, and it's a time for us to reflect on what we've been given and what we can also give to others. And so we're so too many times, unfortunately, we don't get a chance to reflect, or we don't take the time to reflect until someone dies. And it's when we're at the graveyard that we actually start reflecting on our own life. So it's time now for us to reflect now and so forth, and to look at the blessings we have received, and let that be a lesson for us to be more appreciative and to promote appreciation in others. See beauty everywhere. See everywhere you look around. Look at what's positive, what's good, and promote that with ones that we know. So that's important. So anybody can contribute, they can. Who's on right now?
Tom, how do you feel?
Well, I feel it's awful the way people are getting killed over there. War is hell, and it's especially bad with students and people getting killed over there right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can add to that, you know, other than to say, like you said, we need to pray for them and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, there's not much more you can really say than it's just awful that they're living in a war and that it's affecting their students and their country, and how lucky we are to be at peace back here.
It's a very sad thing. Yes. And if you can, we have another caller that just came online just now, and we're going to go ahead and welcome her to the call. We'll have her name. Hi, this is Professor Applewhite, ma'am. Welcome to Student to Teacher to Student. What's your name?
Stephanie.
Cindy. And Cindy, you live in where?
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Well, we'll give you a few minutes. I know you're just coming on the show, unless you have a comment to make right now about what's happening with the schools in Haiti. But let me go ahead and ask Dorothy or any of the other listeners how they feel about not just the overall earthquake, which was just horrendous. You know, it destroyed many, many things in the country, including the hospitals. But, of course, because we are White Apple Institute and our focus is on students and teachers, you know, everybody has to, you know, categorize and focus on what their area of expertise is. And what we are offering the teachers and the students there is the ability to call in, to build to note that we recognize the struggle that they are in right now. This morning, as Dorothy was reading, Dr. Jean-Marie Corral is a very, very good friend and supporter of White Apple Institute and our mission. She is a medical doctor who has incorporated homeopathic remedies into her practice. She, you know, as an alternative, she maintains her practice as an OBGYN in San Diego. But in addition to that, she also operates a free clinic for women in Haiti. And we certainly hope that that is still standing. We haven't heard news back from that. We did hear from Dr. Carole, which was really wonderful, and she said thank you very much for the honor that we are giving her and her family this morning. So we certainly appreciate that. But we want to go back to talking a little bit about the schools. And the major area in Haiti is Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Excuse me. And some of this may get very graphic and uncomfortable for some of our listeners, but it's important that we understand how important it is. We've already sent some donation money from our donations over to them, and we are going to send more money over. But we want to send the money directly to the schools for the rebuilding of the schools. And so we're being very careful, and also we want to, notify our listeners of scams. I think, Dorothy, you could talk a little bit more about the scams that are out there and to be very careful.
What I would suggest is when we send money is to send it to an established charitable organization.
Exactly.
And not to just go to a website that looks like it's legitimate. Make sure that it's truly, when you truly give.
Yes. That the money will go there, because, you know, we've seen many scams before in past disasters like this. In addition to the fact that for some of you who are uncomfortable with that, you can send your donation to White Apple Institute, but make sure you identify on the bottom of it that this is for schools in Haiti. Schools in Haiti. Make sure you identify that, and we have a fund set up, and we will, our promises to a higher power, we will make sure that money goes into a fund to help them rebuild their school, because that is our emphasis, and to advise the teachers there on what to do, especially with the children who have special needs. We are already aware that the prison has broken down, and so with the prison breaking down and people, criminals, you know, I hate to say criminals, it's such a judgmental thing, but people who have been incarcerated, let's just put it the way it is, are walking around, and we have students who have retardation issues and autistic issues that are not able to take care of themselves and may indeed be taken advantage of. So we want to work as quickly as possible to get the message to the teachers as soon as they can clear the dust. Agreed?
Agreed.
Yes. Any comments on that?
Well, I would like to remind listeners of our website. It's whiteappleinstitute.org. There is a PayPal link there for you. It makes it very easy to donate.
Oh, that's
right. White Apple Institute.
Right, right. And they can make a little statement right there, White Apple Institute, and then put Haiti Fund or Haiti School Fund or whatever there. Thank you, Dorothy. That's a really good point to make. That they can do that right online, and make that comment. Dealing with students and dealing with deaf issues, and you know, we always acknowledge the authors that are on the program, and you know, my book is not about dealing with death and the closure of schools necessarily. I deal with disability and the issues of not accepting yourself and labeling yourself as disabled. And Nazim Rashid's book, Reconnecting, is about developing alternative ways to look at your childhood and develop positive ways of living in the present. Did I say that right, Nazim?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. However, those two themes in themselves do in some way help us to understand that there's different ways that parents even and school teachers that are over in Haiti right now can deal with what's going on. And I know there's a lot of people there with this 7.0 earthquake that hit the country on Tuesday, January 12th. Excuse me. that when we look at this horrible thing that happened, we have to know that there are, as the news, I'm going to just do, you know, summarize a news release that spoke directly about the school. And it talks about the tiny bodies of children laying in piles next to the ruins of the collapsed school, that people, you know, covered with all kinds of blood, and frantic doctors trying to wrap the heads and taking care of the limbs of the children. It was heartbreaking, just heartbreaking devastation. Not only did it leave a landscape of collapsed buildings, hospitals, schools, churches, homes, all kinds of things. Right now we are looking at an estimated more than 100,000 people that have passed on. The president, Rene Préval, which we hope that will welcome White Apple Institute to discuss how we can help him rebuild the schools there, said he heard no reports of death tolls ranging. He said he heard reports of death tolls ranging from 30,000 to 100,000, which includes the schools, of course. Because of the lack of hospitals, it's very difficult for them to service the children and get them out of the schools because they don't have a lot of heavy equipment. So what I'd like to do on the show today is to take a minute, as we've done other times when we've heard of disasters going on, especially those that affect schools, is to take a moment, as many of them have done, the shock survivors, wondering about in a daze and wailing the names of the loved ones and praying and calling for help. That the search and rescue teams, that we pray for them in whatever language or religion we pray in, that we pray that everywhere that there is that help pours out into the streets, and that the uh, that we can just give a moment, a moment of silence to the children and the people of Haiti. Let's just do that for a moment, please. Thank you. Sometimes silence can make us help us focus on the hopelessness and that we feel sometimes when we deal with this kind of sorrow. Anyone have anything to say? How can we help them rebuild their school, their education system? I can tell that many of our listeners are really maybe for the first time thinking about the overwhelming issues that are going on right now in Haiti and with the children. It's one thing to see the sensationalism of it on television, but it's another thing to hear it and think of it as we're doing right now. And the tears that we shed for many of the even some of the workers that are going in to help. A Metro group says the children. One moment. I need to give credit to. The news article that I read a moment ago, I need to go back to that and make sure that I give appropriate credit. This is from Fox, and we want to make sure that we never forget who's sharing information with us. A Metro group from Fox says that there are a lot of searches going on for the children, and that's the information that we get right now. You know, it's funny. We have this issue of you know what's going on right now in Haiti, and I can tell you from my own personal experience that there are schools. Right here, not to take the attention away from Haiti and what's going on, but there are schools right here in the United States that are not necessarily collapsed to the ground because of an earthquake, but certainly they are in very, very bad shape. And so we need to listen to the fact that White Apple Institute is interested in not only the growing tragedy in Haiti schoolhouses, but also the tragedies that are happening other places, okay? There was an agency out of Kansas City, Missouri, Nazim, that we heard from, and they they ran a number of schools around the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince, and they received the news on Friday, learning that many of the children, you know, are not living anymore and are still trapped in the rubble. So they sent, and this is another good, very good organization, by the way, Outreach International runs 20 schools around the capital of this quake-ravaged country. And on Friday, after days of anxiety, they finally got word from one of their school directors that the school on Tuesday was just dismissed, which was great. Some of the children had left the school. Other children remained behind in the classrooms when the earthquake hit. But at least some of the children did get away before the earthquake hit, which was really wonderful. And the children and teachers that are trapped right now in the rubble, they've been able to rescue some of the children. So I want to put some real positive aspects on what's going on there. Even though the children went home and they left their schools, they went home to homes that were collapsed, but at least they were alive, and now they are living in makeshift tents. So right now there are so there are children that did get out of the schools, and the workers there are working, like I said, around the clock and helping all the schools. Any questions anyone has? Any questions anyone has on the the organization Outreach International on how we can help on different things that we can do? Please feel free to speak your mind. And even if it's not about Haiti, if it's just about the school systems that are in devastating shape and right here in the United States, we're welcome to talk about that too. We appreciate your sensitivity, your participation, all listeners. By the way, as a positive, our show has now over 3,000 listeners in and out, and looking at the profile of our show. And that's quite a blessing, because we haven't really done anything to promote our show internationally. We will be doing that very soon, but when we have enough people to operate the switchboard. It's very wonderful, and we appreciate our listeners out there. We appreciate our listeners. We appreciate the people that call in to the show and wish to be on air with us. Is there anyone, as we have only about 15 minutes remaining, we have resources at Dorothy Rashid, Nichols Rashid wants to share with us. But before we do that, we'd like to hear from some of you listeners out there. Feel free to discuss how you feel about this. Especially, you know, teachers and students interchangeably. We're all.
Well, I can say this is probably considered small, but when some things appear to me to be so overwhelming, I say to myself, I can take one day at a time.
Yes.
Because sometimes, I've never experienced anything like that, what we're looking at on TV, but if it's any or any set of events that appear overwhelming to me, it's like, oh my goodness, where do I start?
Yes.
I have to go back to one step at a time.
That's right. And to do the best that we can. And right now, you can't jump on a flight and go to Haiti and help out there. And I can tell you that they're right now, and they are lining up the children and doing the best they can to develop a kind of a school program that will start tomorrow. So, you know, they need paper, they need books, they need everything that will help them to get started over there. We'll put together a care package, and if I can get some volunteers of our listeners that are here in Arizona to come over and prepare a box of school paperwork and books, that would be great to have that kind of help, because they don't have much to work with over there. They need pencils, everything. So either financial donation or to come over and help pack some of the boxes so that we can send them over to them would be very, very helpful. So that's that one day at a time thing that you're talking about, Dorothy. You know, is that that's all we can do, is whatever we can do. You know, we have 12 minutes remaining on the show, and I'm sure there are other listeners that would like to at least just make a short comment. You're
yes.
on air.
Yes, this is Cindy.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's appropriate or if I would step on anyone's toes, but I'm a born-again Christian, and I believe totally in the power of prayer. And I believe that the more we pray, it's going to help them as well as the funds. And I believe there are many churches in the area that are sending volunteers to Haiti. And they need money, but they need us to pray. Praying can cover a multitude of problems. And I believe that that's another thing that we should be doing.
Well, Cindy, we certainly appreciate that. And we respect your choice of religion and choice of how you use your spiritual energy. We have callers from all religions, from Islam to Mormonism to all forms of Christianity and Catholicism. So we appreciate your comment this morning because every religion that I know of knows the power of prayer is very, very important. And it helps us to focus on the people that are in need in those particular areas. So, Professor Applewhite and all of our listeners and our staff, we appreciate you bringing that to our attention about prayer, and it's always quite appropriate. White Apple Institute's mission is definitely motivated by God, by whatever name people choose to call God. We respect all religions, so thank you so much for that prayer and suggestion of prayer. Anyone else, please?
Nazim Rashi here.
Uh-huh.
It's important, but, turn us around. We can't feel bad enough to make a difference over there. We can cry, we can fall out, we can pass out, we can weep. It won't make a difference in the situation over there. Am I doing that? We have to honor life.
Yes.
And when we give so much attention to the bias stacked up, I hear the horror stories too. I turn it off. We hear about the bias stacked up, so forth, and they're doing it over there. They're doing dishonorable things to themselves over there.
Yes.
We can't feel bad enough to make a difference. We can give whatever we can monetarily. We can pray, and then we have to let God deal with it. We have to do that. We have to move on. We have to honor life. When you honor life, you honor that which perpetuates life. You honor health, life, fun, connectedness. You honor, honor God. You do these kind of things. But when we get into, who can cry the most and so forth, you're not perpetuating life. You actually want to fall in the grave with them. You got to turn it around. It's about laughing, smiling, praising God for life. And hoping that love, can forgive those who need forgiveness, and we have to move on. If nobody's blamed that what happened, we have to honor life, and that's the whole thing about that. We can't cry enough to make a difference. We've got to stop that, let God handle it, and let it go, and honor that which Allah, God has given us, and that's life, love, and faith. We've got to do that.
It's so important and so in line with what we've been talking about, even though we recognize what's going on over there, that we've been able to talk about Outreach International and what they're doing to run the schools in Haiti. We've been able to talk about how some of the children have been able to leave the classroom and some of the positive things that have been going on there and the people that are coming to help. And one of the things that Nazim and I try to always focus on is that we recognize that these things are going on in the world, and we certainly recognize that people have disabilities and may have been in disadvantaged situations. But our focus on this particular show, student to teacher to student, is to promote the mission of White Apple Institute, and that is to help people not to label themselves and not to focus on the negativity in life, recognize it, can't deny it, but to go on and move on. And so thank you for bringing that to the attention of our listeners, Nazim. As a matter of fact, the article that I was reading from Fox says the author, Naylor is his name, says we'll stay the long course. We'll stay to help these children get back in school, to help equip them, help their families, help put their lives back together. And I think that's a great closure for our discussion this morning. Dorothy, just on the note that we still want to make sure that our listeners are aware of resources out there and some of our sponsors, without taking too much time with telephone numbers, but we do want to let them know about that great way of online shopping. And that's one of the ways that they can support the work of White Apple Institute also.
Yes, it's a win-win situation. When you join White Apple Institute,
That's fine.
White Apple Institute blastoff.com. When you join, it's free, first of all. It's a win-win because you get cash back if you do choose to shop online, and a tiny percentage of that shopping will be donated to Apple Institute. So it's a win-win it's a win-win situation.
Yes, it is. And if people shop online already, these are the same stores that they already shop in that are willing to help our cause. And so nobody loses, and they actually win because the store gives them a discount for shopping through that website. Why don't you mention that website once more so our listeners that are writing it down will get that.
Okay. WhiteAppleInstituteBlastoff.com.
WhiteAppleInstituteBlastoff.com.
Yes.
Very good. Now, we have some sponsors that we want to recognize that have helped us and made some generous donations. I haven't notified you yet, but I do want to say thank you very, very much to Tom Baker, our president of our student advisory board. He's been so very, very active in generating donations and actually getting on the phone and calling people and letting them know our mission. And that people have recognized you, Tom, and even sent donations saying thank you for the work that you're doing. So we just want to acknowledge you on this show this morning. Thank you very much, Tom.
All right, I appreciate that.
Yes. Okay, and Dorothy, anything else that what we need our listeners, our sponsors to recognize?
I'd like to remind everyone, the library is a free resource. Very helpful.
We don't never want to forget that.
I added comments to your Blog Talk Radio that included thank yous to Dr. Martha Bergen, Wendy Duncan, Adele and Eric, Dylan Brandis. So I put that out on the website in the comments.
That's great.
They can see the phone numbers and contact them if needed.
Right. And Dr. Martha Bergen is very, very important supporter for our work. I mean, all of our sponsors are, but she makes sure she's on the board of directors and makes very generous donations to help keep us going. We are a volunteer organization. No one is paid except our clerical support. And we certainly appreciate that Dr. Bergen does the work that she does, even in the community. She reaches out so much into the community to help. And all of our board members are professional people in their own right, and they have joined our board to help us so that we can make sure that adult students, because there's a lot of help out there for students under 18, but once they pass 18, there's not much help available to them, especially if they have special needs, such as any other issues. Anything else I'm going to add to this? Sort of like to add a consideration, and Cindy, if you'd like to add a prayer that could be inclusive of people of all religions, if you don't mind, just something very general, we would certainly love for you to close our show today.
Okay, I would love to do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your love and your all-consuming love for everyone. I pray, Lord, that you would bless the people of Haiti, that you would send volunteers and bless them. I pray that you would use them in a mighty way, even if it's only one or two. One can even wipe away tears of a child. And Lord, I just pray that things will become better and better for the schools in the United States, for the schools everywhere, Lord. I pray that your mighty hand would be on the next generation of children. In God's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen.
That's an amen, amen from all of us. I can assure you that all of the listeners appreciated that prayer, Cindy, and closing our show. We certainly will look forward to meeting with all of you next Saturday. Tune in to please on Saturday morning at 10, 7, 8. And our show, we are planning a series of shows dealing with people who work with cancer and other debilitating diseases, and how they turn dis-ease into ease and continue to work in a very positive way. So we thank you. Thank you, Nadine, Rusty, for the beautiful music that you have allowed us to close our show with. 34 seconds remaining. We wish you much love, much peace. From White Apple Institute, staff, the advisory board, and the board of directors, and all of our friends and supporters. Thank you for tuning in this Saturday morning. Thank you. Bye. We acknowledge you, Harry and Tommy Gavin, as also friends and supporters of White House.